Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and today, well, for those of you who are cat lovers, my guest, Celeste Yarnell, I know you're going to be fascinated with her book, Complete Guide to Holistic Cat Care, is absolutely amazing. We're in the holiday season, and so many of you have these wonderful, wonderful fur persons in your environment. And this information I know you'll find interesting. Celeste, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Donna. It's a pleasure to be with you.
I didn't know anything about Tokenese cats. And that's the first time I'd ever heard of them. I'm not a cat person. I'm more of a dog person. Don't get me wrong. I love cats. But we have two Scottish Terriers. So we have never brought into our environment, excepting many years ago, cats per se, because they're about all we can handle. But I'll tell you, cats have always had and held a fascination for me. And this book, The Complete Guide to Holistic Cat Care, your cover of this exquisite cat, is this a Tokenese? I would have called it a Siamese.
Well, let me address a couple of things that you've said. First of all, I do have a dog book. And it is called Natural Ooh. Dog Care. It was my last book. The Complete Guide to Holistic Cat Care is actually my fourth book.
Wow.
And the culmination of a 17-year, 11-generation breeding program of these beautiful Tonkinese cats.
Awesome.
The Tonkinese cat, Donna, was created by crossing the Siamese with the Burmese.
Oh!
And they crossed naturally in their countries. In fact, at some point in time, you might have heard them referred to as the Golden Siamese. You take the beautiful, very much solid body-colored Burmese with those beautiful gold-green eyes, and you cross them to the blue-eyed pointed Siamese. The pointing means that they have the mask, the ear tips, the paws, mm-hmm. and the tail that are all one color, and then the body is the pale color. When you cross those two cats, you get a hybrid, which now within CFA, the Cat Fanciers Association, is named the Tonkinese, because the Gulf of Tonkin sort of separates what is now Thailand and what mm-hmm. was Burma. So the cat doesn't breed true, since it is a hybrid. You will always get the pointed Siamese-type cat, and you will always get the solid-bodied, full-bodied Burmese-type cat, and then you get the hybrid, which is right in the middle, and it has aqua eyes. The hybrid has aqua eyes. And you see a gentle gradation between the mask and the fur. Now, the kitty on the cover is a beautiful boy named Matrix. And Matrix and his daddy, Coconut, were my breeding and part of the 11-generation breeding program. And they live with a wonderful gentleman who is our webmaster named Kevin Mootsie. And he and his dad are referred to as the beasts, lovingly referred to as the beasts. And Kevin is the most wonderful photographer. And he captured that beautiful cover shot with those piercing blue eyes. So he is, and you are absolutely right, he is the pointed variety. And so that is why he looks like the old-fashioned Siamese that you would remember. Today's Siamese is a much more elongated, sculpted cat that is very long-bodied, long whippy tail, long slender legs. But this is how they used to look maybe 20, 30 years ago before mm-hmm. the more extreme breeding took place.
Well, I have to tell you, I have a very, very dear friend who absolutely has a passion for cats. And when I gave her one of your books, she was thrilled. She had her husband reading it to her after she left us. She said, I've got to know all about this because she has had and I want to share this with my audience, she has had cats that have had particular physical problems. And what I loved about your book, number one, was the clarity of information. And by the way, I want my listeners to know that a little bit more about you. You have also developed a holistic food supplementation with a holistic veterinarian, Dr. Russell Swift, and you formed, along with a friend, Imelda Lopez Casper, a partnership called Celestial Pets.
That is absolutely correct, because what I started out doing was, you know, I feel there are a lot of wonderful writers that do research, and they write about various myriad subject matter, but what I wanted to do is live the principles. So I thought, you know, a lot of people have written holistic healthcare books that have fed their pet cats or their pet dogs, and, you know, they've seen some improvement. And I thought, wow, what would this be like if you put this, if you put these principles into a multi-generational program? So I set out to do 10, actually set out to do 6 generations, because I was very influenced by a study which is quite well covered in the book called Pottinger's Cats. And it took 6 generations of feeding a homemade raw meat, raw bone diet to this group of cats to correct their health problems. And I was so influenced by that that I thought, I'm going to really put these principles in practice. So, of course, there would be kittens in the breeding program that would not be, that would be used for breeding, and then there would be kittens that would not be used for breeding, naturally, because it was a very, very small breeding program, and we would need to find homes for them. So, consequently, we would want the people who would adopt these cats to honor these principles. So I thought, well, to make this whole regime simple, to make this homemade diet simple, I need to create something and have it ready. Well, I found in doing research on pet foods and pet supplements that the ingredients that go into all of this stuff are so substandard that it would make your hair curl. And again, I'm sure you saw in the book that mm-hmm. subject very well covered. But I also learned that even if you use the very best ingredients, if you ground up New Zealand spring lamb and organic peas and carrots and used the finest supplements money could buy, that it was still going to be processed, preserved, bagged, and canned. So that would be a dead, lifeless food. It wouldn't compare to what the cat's natural diet is and what the cat has eaten, as has the dog, for 40 million years, and that's raw meat and raw bones. Mm-hmm. And they are specifically designed to eat this diet, specifically the cat, which is an obligate carnivore. So I thought, I've got to make this easy for people. So I joined forces with the wonderful Dr. Russell Swift, and we created a supplement that didn't have fillers, that didn't have ingredients that were less than perfect, because let's face it, I'm feeding this to my animal, so it's got to be the best money can buy. I don't know if you know this or not, Donna, but when you go into a store and you buy a pet supplement, the jar is filled 50% with a filler. Now, this filler enables them to make their 3, 4, 5 markups. I said, I'm not going to have any part of that. I want 100% human-grade, naturally raised, organically grown product that I would eat myself in the right amounts mm-hmm. of the vitamins, minerals, and cofactors. So Dr. Swift and I feel, did a beautiful job of creating these products so that with your own raw meat, raw bone, little raw vegetable if you choose, you can make a beautiful homemade product. So this, or homemade food, a real food. The beauty of making a homemade food is the number one ingredient you put in it is actually love. That's mm-hmm. the most important ingredient in everyone's diet. If you prepare your own food, if you prepare your animal's food properly, you're putting love into it. You don't get that in a fast food restaurant. You don't get that in a bag or a can. So we made it very simple, and the backbone of this 17-year, 11-generation breeding program with the Tonkinese cat has been the homemade diet. And then on top of that, we layer the myriad of holistic principles and anti-aging principles. I might point out that this is the first anti-aging pet book. And although the title is The Complete Guide to Holistic Cat Care, it might as well be called The Complete Guide to Holistic Mammal Care, because you're going to learn tips about your own health. It'll it'll certainly cover the dogs in your life, like your cherished dogs in your life. And to make it simple, we've designed a dog supplement and a cat supplement. So the same recipe will work for both species.
Well, your book has so much good information. Now, you also partnered up with, and correct me if I mispronounce her last name, Jean Hovey.
It's actually Hovey.
Hovey,
it's like Bon Jovi, only Hovey.
Hovey. Now, she's a doctor of veterinary medicine at Colorado State University in Fort Collins, Colorado.
She's a graduate of that veterinary school. She is not in practice. She is retired from private practice, and that is why she has the luxury of being able to tell the truth.
Now, she also has training in homeopathy, which I think is amazing for animals, and homotoxicology, and she is the founder of Spirit Essences. It's the only veterinarian-formulated line of flower essences for animals.
Yes, indeed. Both Dr. Jean and I are homeopaths, homotoxicology experts, flower essence experts, and we both consult. Well, actually, she's, again, retired. I do consult on those subjects, and that is correct. She makes an absolutely magnificent line of flower essences, and her website, also littlebigcat.com, is a wealth of information. And it was really, really interesting because the publishers actually bought, Corey Books, Kayside Publishing, actually bought my last book, which was called Natural Cat Care. It was the companion to Natural Dog Care, and it had been published by Charles E. Tuttle Publishing and Journey Editions. And we looked at it, and they said, well, you know, we'd really just like you to bring it up to date. Let's get a veterinary expert on board to kind of, you know, give it a spit polish. And I went, wait a minute. They gave us 3 months to do what they called a rewrite. And I called my dear, dear friend, Dr. Jean, and I said, how would you like to do this thing together? Do you think we could do a page one rewrite together in 3 months? When my last two books, they gave me a year, you know, 3 months. She went, oh my God. I said, we can do it. We can really do it. So we did a page one rewrite over the phone, basically, and on our computers, and I'd never used a computer before. At the beginning of all this, I just bought myself a MacBook and took it home and learned how to use a computer to write this book. The last three I wrote longhand, and my business partner, Imelda Casper, put it on the computer. But this time, she and I really went to work and dug into it, and again, since she is not affiliated with a veterinary clinic or a university, she's really telling it like it is. She's telling you that veterinarians have really no background or information regarding pet foods. They only get their information from pet food companies. Now, what kind of conflict of interest is that?
Well, so, I'll tell you, this morning I was in a vet's office. One of my Scotties had had an encounter with a raccoon over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
So came away okay. But I found that there were, you know, some interesting points of conversation that we ended up having because I fixed my dog's food, and I've done it with all of the Scotties we've had through the years.
And excellent.
What we were talking about, because I've tried things once in a while, and I know my listeners, many of them do the same thing. They have canned foods and different things. But I had a conversation with my vet because he wanted to know what I was feeding my dogs. And so I told him, and he said, sounds fine to me. That go keep on doing what you're doing. Your animals are healthy. And he confirmed my dog did have an encounter of some kind. And he's doing fine. But the thing is that he started bringing up some things to me. And we were talking about snacks that I give and so on and so forth. And he was saying, you know, you really have to check the labels on foods. He's very much against anything that comes in from China. And there is a particular snack food that my dogs just absolutely love. He said, make sure you read the bag. Because he himself had purchased a bag, and it was just dehydrated chicken strips. And he said, check it, because if it has China on there, don't buy it.
Exactly.
And I said, oh my goodness. Now, in your book, because we're talking about cats, and all these people have been telling about this, you know, interview with you, I wanted to cover a couple of things, because cats are, you know, they like their meat, and I was really surprised and intrigued with the fact that you said cats shouldn't have fish. Now, as far back as I can remember, people always say, oh, give your cats tuna, give your cats fish. They, you know, they just thrive on fish and milk and this type of thing. But you have some different thoughts on this. Let's talk about real food for cats.
Absolutely. First of all, I would love to have your vet have a copy of the book. That would be a fabulous Christmas present for him because he does sound like my kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's absolutely right about ingredients from China because of the last horrendous pet food scare,
mm-hmm.
Which from one hospital chain alone, 30,000 animals were affected. So
30,000?
Yeah,
oh, my
from one
goodness.
National chain, 30,000 were affected. So this was played down in the media, if anything. Second of all, I'll even go one step farther than your vet, and I will say if it comes in a bag or a can and it's specifically made for pets only and says not for human consumption, I wouldn't feed it to anything that I love, let alone, you know, the raccoons in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel that animals should have snacks. I feel they should have properly prepared meals. And if they're hungry for whatever health reason might be going on, the cold weather, agility, whatever they're going through, that pregnancy, kittening, whatever is happening, they merely need another meal. Every meal needs to be, as Dr. Barry Sears would say, zone balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they need to be zone balanced. You don't want to single out a particular food because the cat is an obligate carnivore. This is critically important. The dog is a carnivore and we're an omnivore. You look at the dentition, look at their teeth. They have fangs. They have jaws that don't swing from side to side. They don't chew their food. They shred, tear, and bone crush. That's critically important. Dogs and cats do not chew, shred, tear, bone crunch. So that means they shouldn't have carbohydrates in their diet. Dogs can tolerate carbohydrate a little better than cats.
Mm-hmm.
Cats can't tolerate them at all. They become putrefied proteins, or they become putrefied in their intestinal tract. So what you want to think of for the cat is the cat gets all of its nutritional needs recycled through the prey animal. Okay, for the domestic cat, the small cat, what's the prey animal? What's its natural diet? The mouse, the rat.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
what its jaw is designed to take down. So the mouse or the rat is the perfect package. It has macronutrients. It has meat, glands, organs, bone, a bit of fur or feathers, and a stomach content with pre-digested, usually vegetable or nut matter that's been mixed with digestive enzymes. So when we duplicate the natural diet, the meal has to look something like that. And the rules and the tools for making that homemade diet are in this book. So when you think of a snack, what you're doing is you're singling out a kind of a food, and it's not properly balanced. When you feed that chicken strip, that dehydrated chicken strip, it doesn't have a bone with it, so there's no source of calcium and magnesium and other trace minerals. When you feed a diet of just meat, meat is very low in phosphorus and potassium. You need that calcium and magnesium to balance the diet. So the calcium and magnesium must diet the meat, which is very high in phosphorus. So everything needs to balance off of each other. There's a synergy that is created with these foods. One of the things that astounds people that when I start talking about raw meat, they're, you know, making the sign of the cross. They get so scared when I talk about feeding raw meat and then let alone raw bones. Well, there's some pretty heavy reasoning why we do that. Dry food, which I don't consider food, I call that packing material. You know, you might as
mm-hmm.
well use your kibble instead of peanuts when you send out your Christmas gifts, except it's so stinky. But it's packing material. It's not food. What happens is it putrefies in the gut, the short intestinal tract of the dog and cat, which is like 3.5 feet long. Our small intestine is 26 feet long. The entire digestive tract of the cat is about 36 to 41 inches at the most in length. So dry food will sit in that digestive tract of the dog or the cat for up to 24, even 48 hours putrefying. If you feed them just canned food or cooked chicken or these dehydrated chicken strips, it's going to sit in that gut for 8 to 10 hours. If you feed raw meat, it will make its first appearance in the small intestine in 20 minutes, and it'll go from top to toe. It'll go in and out in about 4 hours. So what would you rather put in your pet's body? Something that's putrefying or something that provides a clean environment?
Now, you say that there is a wrong raw food diet.
Well, the wrong raw food diet is one that's not properly supplemented. And the critical supplements for cats are, of course, taurine and arginine, which are part of the amino acid complex. So taurine and arginine are both abundantly found in raw meat and their mother's milk. And everybody knows about taurine for cats. What they don't seem to realize, because it's information that pet food industry does not share with you, is that arginine is just as important as taurine. A meal without arginine, one meal without arginine, the amino acid, which is the cat's sole pathway to detoxify ammonia, which is the toxic byproduct of protein digestion, the cat's sole pathway to do that is through arginine, again, which is found in raw meat and mother cat's milk. A meal without arginine, if your cat gets into some cheap grocery store, big, you know, Costco-type store, cheap dry food, if your cat gets into that and eats it, it can virtually die. It can seizure and die on the spot because it doesn't have arginine. Arginine only is found in raw meat. It's also found in meat, but it's the meat, the arginine is depleted through the cooking process, as is taurine. Now, taurine is so valuable that we even err on the side of taurine by adding taurine supplement into the diet, even though it's abundantly found in raw meat, especially the heart. It's very concentrated in heart meat. So, but we even add, we have added taurine to our supplement mixtures. And we want very much to see taurine added as a supplement to the diet. So with the proper supplement mix, and again, the book gives you the rules and the tools, and it also guides you to us to ship this wonderful product that I have made for me personally. And, you know, we run out of it pretty quickly because we buy it in small batches. And to the, you know, the handful of people that have our kittens and your wonderful listeners, we can make our products available and to help make this process not so overwhelming that so many other books will do. We make the recipe so simple. And like I said, you can follow our recipe for cats that is in the book. And if you wanted to just add a little more, you could add some steamed zucchini or raw food processed zucchini or some baked yam to it. You can add a little bit of that to, you can add a little bit of, you know, that wonderful carbohydrate mixture plus our supplements. And you'll just see these gorgeous fur babies start to bloom virtually in days from the switch to this diet.
Oh, your cats are just gorgeous. Now, let's talk a little bit about vaccinations. This is something that we are learning about big time. And I know I do not follow the vaccine regimentation that often is dictated by dogs, for dogs. But we're talking about cats here. Let's look at vaccinations because they have such a phenomenal effect on animals, and finally, the technology is catching up with the facts on this. Give us the lowdown on vaccines for cats.
Well, the interesting thing is that I found out in doing, you know, my research on all four of these books, and Dr. Jean threw so much in that just astounded me. What I found out, and this came straight from Dr. Ron Schultz, who's the chair of the Department of Pathobiological Sciences at the University of Wisconsin School of Veterinary Medicine. I hope I said that right, Dr. Schultz, if you're out there. Dr. Schultz taught me this, that there has been only one vaccine in animal and human history that has been up in the 95%+ effective. And that is a vaccine called the feline panleukopenia vaccine. Now, that's not leukemia. That is absolutely not the leukemia vaccine. Panleukopenia is a parvovirus, and it's mistakenly referred to as distemper or feline enteritis in some cases. It's a devastating disease, and it's a similar parvovirus to the parvovirus that dogs get. Dogs get a different disease called distemper. Parvo is parvo, but in cats it's called feline panleukopenia. And that vaccine is up in the 97 percentile as far as effective. It's a highly effective virus. As far as I'm concerned, the rest of them are so detrimental to your animal's immune system that it isn't funny. In fact, it's often fatal. I mean, we have had many clients who have taken their cats or even dogs in for their annual so-called boosters, which are just ridiculous, and they've died in their carriers or in their cars on the way home. I don't even know if you know this or not, but even with human vaccines, you can't sue the pharmaceutical company that makes the vaccine. You have to go to the United States government and place a claim with them, and you'll never live long enough to see a dime. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about a very dicey medical procedure. We don't catch diseases, with the exception of malaria and rabies, through our bloodstream. So why are we putting these foreign substances in our bloodstream that contain fungicides, mercury, thimerosal, all these dicey ingredients that are hitting your bloodstream? They make them 1,000 times stronger than they need to be. There are so many pathogenic particles because they need to create a shelf life for this product for the FDA. Mm-hmm. And I don't care if you're vaccinating an elephant or a mouse, they all get the same 1cc syringe. So, you know, I won't have anything to do with them. For 5 generations, I did not vaccinate the cats. The panleukopenia situation is a very scary one. After 5 generations, due to having my eyes opened as to the effectiveness of this vaccine, I started doing only one vaccine for the kittens between 12 and 16 weeks. What I found is if I vaccinated the kittens at 12 weeks, Dr. Schultz tested the blood, and we found that the mother's maternal antibodies had effectively left the kittens' bodies so that a vaccine could take. What I found was at 12 weeks, the kittens would have powerful reactions, anywhere from sniffles and sneezing and fevers and lethargy to all-out upper respiratory infections and even as bad as pneumonia. We found that if we waited until 16 weeks, that their immune systems were sufficiently mature to handle this assault, because it is an assault.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we also found that even though all we wanted was the panleukopenia vaccine, we couldn't get it. It comes with 2 other vaccines. One is called feline rhinotracheitis, which is a herpes, an upper respiratory herpes virus, and the other is Khaleesi, which is more of a lower respiratory, kind of a pneumonia sort of a, you know, set of symptoms. So the cats that would get these little kittens that would get these vaccines, they would break with these upper respiratory viruses and be so sick they would nearly have to die. So you'd vaccinate them and have to put them on some powerful antibiotic like Zithromax. So, which even most vets don't even realize that you can use Zithromax very effectively on cats and dogs rather than some of these much more dangerous antibiotics. But what I found, and I did mammoth amounts of blood testing, I found that the intranasal vaccines for panleukopenia were ineffective, completely ineffective, and so many breeders and vets use intranasal. That's really dangerous. And I found that you ended up with a chronic disease picture if you vaccinated on a booster schedule. Dr. Schultz had told me that these immunities that result from one vaccine last a lifetime, kind of like when we got chickenpox as kids. They last a lifetime. Now, if here's a really interesting concept. If the mothers, if you vaccinate too young, like below, under 12 weeks old, the mother's maternal antibodies are still circulating in the kitten's bloodstream, which sets up interference the vaccine can't take because the mother's antibodies are getting in the way. So, like I said, at 12 weeks, they have sufficiently left the kitten's system so that the vaccine can take, but they're still so young and vulnerable that they have usually pretty strong symptoms to it, if not outright sickness. By 16 weeks, the kittens are pretty strong to handle that one vaccine. That is all I do, is one vaccine, or did, because the breeding program is over now that the book has been published. 17 years and 11 generations was enough, you know. I got the point. But so we would do just the one vaccine at 16 weeks. If you take the concept of what I've just explained to you and you vaccinate in another year, well, those immunities are circulating. So when you revaccinate, you set up the same kind of interference like mother's maternal antibodies. So it's a waste of time. What it is it's a mechanism for your vet to get you and your pet in for an annual exam. Well, I tell you, they've got to come up with something better than that.
Celeste, you know, we are out of time, and I want to be sure. Your book is so informative. You have information in here on Reiki for the cats. You have information on the flower essences. It really is the complete guide to holistic cat care. Now, I want my listeners to know that they can go to your website, celestialpets.com, and they'll find all kinds of wonderful information there. And, Celeste, this has just been a delight having you as a guest today. Thank you so much for being with me. Again, celestialpets.com. We are out of time, but it has been an absolute joy having you as a guest.
Thank you so much, Donna. It's been a joy being with you as well. Happy holidays.
Well, the same to you. This is Donna Siebold. Go get the book. If you're a cat lover, this is a must-have in your library, The Complete Guide to Holistic Cat Care. We're taking a break, and we're going to come back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Siebold. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast, with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Hello, this is Donna. Well, I want you to know this is a good time for you to call in if you would like to chat with me. The telephone number is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And I know we've got a caller on the line, so let's show you how it's done when you call into the Donna Sebo Show. Let's go to our first caller, who I believe is Mary Ellen in Oregon.
Hello, Donna.
Hi, Mary Ellen. How are you? Did you have a chance to listen to our guest today?
I sure did, and I want to thank you and her because I'm aware of Dr. Jean's information.
Good.
And also, it's changed my cat's lives. I want to let your listeners know that I'm a pet newspaper columnist.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very frustrated with what's been going on. You know, cats are peeing in everybody's homes. Dogs are throwing up. And as soon as we used her information, because we have five cats, my cat, that one would throw up three times a day, didn't matter what we fed him. As soon as we started feeding him raw chicken bones at night, he's put on his body weight. He's now has his adult body instead of a young teenage thin body.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gorgeous. His fur is absolutely luxurious. And all my cats sleep less, play more, and absolutely are showstoppers. They're Persians and, you know, they all belong in Santa's sleigh. They're so white and fuzzy.
Yes, they are. Well, I want my listeners to know that this is the Mary Ellen whose stories out of her book, Christmas Filled with Miracles, I've been sharing with you last week. And Mary Ellen and I have known each other for years. And when I was in a studio at a different radio station, she was able to bring her beautiful cat in. She had her babies, but I was able to have one. And she took a photo of that cat, and I still have it in my office. It's just one of the most exquisite Persians, just absolutely gorgeous Persian cats. And I'm just thrilled that you were able to call in and that you are familiar with this, because this book is so important. And I know how important diet and nutrition is to my Scottish Terriers and with cats. And I have friends like Mary Ellen who have cats and have gone through a number of different events. In fact, didn't your cats get some food that had come from China and they lost their fur and they were so ill?
Yeah, within days it was like they had chemo poisoning. Here's this beautiful Persian and he lost all the fur from his neck down, his entire body except for his tail and his legs. It literally fell out. And he's the one who's been throwing up 3 days, been suffering, and I just couldn't turn him around. The others survived. We had another cat that died. And the funniest thing is, Atira is a psychic. She was at the house when Frisbee was extremely ill. We had to take him to the vet and have him put down, and she said that the angel said that the cat became ill from something it ate, and it was from far, far away. And Donna, this cat didn't even hardly leave the yard. How could he be sick from something far, far away? Now, this was 4 months ago before they did the pet food recall. And Chinese food is far, far away for our animals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's why we searched. And every time I would change pet food, they'd still get sick because, of course, the melanin was in so many different brands.
Mm-hmm.
And all the vets are saying, what are you feeding this cat? They're very ill. And I'm like, man, everything we can think of that's healthy, but nothing helps. But when we did what your last caller said for our animals' diet, they're healthier. So we now know we're going to have fewer vet bills and a healthier animal that's not suffering. And they're just loving. They're loving because they don't hurt all the time, so they want to play more. And,
it really does make a difference. And I know that her comment, Celeste's comment, is that if you're not able to eat it, and it's always bothered me when I've picked up items for animals at the store, and they'll say, wear gloves when you're feeding it to an animal. Well, what is it that's in it? If it's got any kind of something in it, you're not going to feed it to them. And it's just really strange.
It's big business. It's not about do they really care about your animals. And I just about cracked up when she said we should use, cat and dog kibbles as Christmas packing material. They have the same value. I think I'll be using that line regularly.
Well, now, Mary Ellen, since you've called in, what I would like for you to do is let my listeners know about your newsletter, because you have your Angel newsletter as well as the newsletter for animals, and both of them are just delightful. So give out your information so that they can get it, because you have readers from all over the world.
All over the world. And I have to tell you, when somebody who is an Angel and Miracle reader in South America, she was in South Africa, when her cats got sick, because she was also getting the pet newsletter, she knew immediately it was melanin in her food, and it saved all her cats because she shifted foods immediately. If they go to the website AngelScribe, as in writing for angels, angelscribe.com, people are free to sign up for both the Angel and Miracle newsletters. They're true stories sent in from around the world of people that are having miracles. And then they can also sign up for my newspaper column. The stories were so educational, it just seemed to make sense to also include them so that readers could listen to them. And it's amazing, read them. It's amazing that the stories have crossed over. How many miracles come through the animals to teach us about, angels are real, spirits real?
Well, I think that your stories that you have and what you're able to accomplish with those stories and influencing people's lives all over the world, it's very significant, Mary Ellen. And it's just going to keep growing and growing. And I think your photography is great, too. So for those of you, be sure to go to angelscribe.com, and then you can also find, what was the animal newsletter?
It's called Pet Tips, the letter N, and Tales.
Pet Tips and Tales, that's Pet Tips, N, like the letter Nelly, and Tales, TAILS.com, and you can get it there. So sign up, they're free, you will find they're colorful, they're absolutely delightful, Mary Ellen. Well, did you have a question for me, Mary Ellen, while I've got you on the line?
Oh, well, do you see a syndicated newspaper column? Because the story should touch more homes than just our little local community and the readers on the Internet.
Yes, I think what you're going to find is that you're going to send out your submission, a brief outline, what you will need. It probably is going to be in about 6 months. What you will find is that you need to contact different places that have regular publications. And I go with animal magazines, and I would see if they would like to have you as a regular columnist. And then that way, I think you can become syndicated. But I'm seeing it in a number of small publications. But keep up your email newsletter, because that's the best advertising you possibly can have. But I think the people will pick it up.
Thank you. You and your readers have no clue, but I've been writing for Feline Wellness Magazine for 3 years now. So there is that credential to go along with the newspaper column. But really, the drive is why you do your radio show. You love people. You love to teach. And that's what I'm doing with the animals locally.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much, Donna. And thank you for having Celeste on.
She
truly spoke the truth. If people will just pick up on it and respond with their animals and their diet.
Well, it's a delight having you. And I'm so glad you were able to call in today. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
And your babies, too. And, you'll see all of her wonderful cats, too. She's got a wonderful video on her site where she shows her cats swimming in her swimming pool in Cottage Grove, Oregon. Mary Ellen, the best to you and your family, and, again, the happiest of holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you and your listeners. Bye-bye.
Thank you. This is Donna. We're taking a break. We'll be back shortly.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTaP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. I had someone send me an email talking about figgy pudding. Now, have you ever heard of figgy pudding? Well, it's in some of English history, and it dates back to the 16th century, and it was really fun because we were going back and forth, and this person had sent me, in fact, his name is Vin, and he said, sent me this email on how he had discovered this old English recipe for figgy pudding. Somebody was joking about it to him. He says, Ned, you know, they're making it up. Well, lo and behold, he found a recipe for figgy pudding in a recipe book, and he said he'd never fixed it. Well, I ended up getting an email from him, and I said, well, figgy pudding is something that was a dish, and I found a figgy pudding recipe for him. Sent it to him. He said, I can't believe you're doing this. So in our conversation, which, by the way, included sharing with him my recipe for a fruitcake that is absolutely awesome, and I will share it with you tomorrow because it is something that in all the years that I've fixed this fruitcake, even fruitcake haters love it. It's that good. So it's called a stained glass fruitcake, and it's absolutely marvelous. So I'll share that recipe with you tomorrow. But I thought it'd be fun to talk about this, since we're in the holiday season, a little bit about the history of figgy pudding. And they feel like, and this is according to Wikipedia, that the ancestors of figgy pudding probably were things like crustades. They had a pottage they called of mashed figs thickened with bread, and then they had cream boiled custards and sippets. There's all kinds of things. And if you think about the way people used to cook, most of the time it had to be over a fire. In the 16th century, their ovens were rather limited in the way that they could be used. But they managed to turn out all kinds of food. And figs, you can dry them and keep them for a long, long, long time, just like any kind of dried fruit. If you're in a certain type of an environment, it'll go on forever, and if you package it properly, dry it properly, it will be a food substance that will get you through winter. So figgy pudding also, figs are naturally very, very sweet, and so you wouldn't have to worry about having a whole bunch of sugar, but you probably would want to just do it you know, around the holiday season, because sugar was something that was very hard to come by for people years ago. Now, this, again, is a British-style recipe, and it's a white Christmas pudding. You can bake it, steam it, or boil it, believe it or not. You've got the different methods. But I wanted to give you a recipe here. This is really quite good. This is what you would need for figgy pudding. You need a half a cup of butter, a half a cup of vegetable shortening. Now, if you don't want to use the vegetable shortening, just use another half cup of butter. So you could make it a cup of butter. Then you use a cup of granulated sugar, You need three large egg yolks, one cup of milk, 2 tablespoons of rum. You can use an extract if you don't want to use the real stuff. 2 tablespoons of rum or rum extract. You need 2 apples peeled, cored, and very finely chopped. You need 2 pounds of dried figs, ground or finely chopped. You need the grated peel of 1 lemon and 1 orange, and fresh is best. If you cannot get that or cannot zest it the way you should, then use the dried. But fresh is really going to have those oils in the zest that just absolutely make the flavor phenomenal. 1 cup of chopped nuts, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cloves, 1/4 teaspoon of ground ginger, 1.5 cups of dried breadcrumbs, your favorite bread, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, and then 3 large egg whites, stiffly beaten, and 1 strip of bacon. Now, this is optional. This is a New England addition. In the United States, they added this in for whatever reason. I don't know. I think I'd skip the bacon, but I'm following the recipe as they're just giving it out here. Okay, now your oven should be preheated to 325 degrees, and you're going to need a 2-quart bowl or mold, and you want to be sure that you grease it with, you know, regular butter, or if you like, a non-stick cooking spray. Now, you'll take your butter and shortening, and you are going to cream that together. You'll gradually add sugar, egg yolks, milk, extract, apples, figs, lemon, and orange peel. You add then the next 6 ingredients, which are your nuts, your cinnamon, your cloves, your ginger, your breadcrumbs, and your baking powder. Mix it all well, and then after it's thoroughly mixed, you fold in gently the stiffly beaten egg whites into the mixture. Then you pour it into a prepared bowl or your mold and put it in a large, shallow pan and place it on the middle rack in the oven. Now, that shallow pan, after you put your dish in, you're going to want to fill it half full with boiling water. And then you slowly steam the pudding in the oven at 325 degrees for 4 hours. And you need to make sure that you keep replacing water during that 4-hour period because it will evaporate out. But it is a dessert that you can see why they fixed it once a year. I mean, it takes a lot of time to bake it, but I thought I would share that with you. It's an old-time recipe, but it is a recipe that's just as delicious today as it was then. And if you just remember, fresh is best whenever you are using the seasonings like the lemon or the orange zest. You want to be sure that you use fresh with that because it will have an impact. And a thought, sometimes people, if they can't get vegetable shortening, might use lard. Now, lard is a rendered fat. It is a clean fat. And, of course, it's from beef, but that would be your choice. But you have options, you know, if you needed to use a different type of a fat if you wanted to use it. But I gave you the recipe as it was given, and I think it is going to be great. Now, I know we are out of time. Hey, tomorrow we have got a wonderful gal, Sandra Kornblatt, is going to be my guest. We're going to be talking about insomnia tomorrow. And I don't know about you, but I think everybody has moments where they just can't sleep. Well, how about being able to get a good night's sleep, being able to really feel good about it, the stress of the holidays getting to you? Well, Sandra's got some tips. And then we're going to be talking about instant healing on Wednesday with Barbara Semple. And on Thursday, it's going to be an open mic day. And then, of course, Friday is Christmas. So on Thursday, I'll be sharing some stories and some recipes from people that have been sending me stuff. And if you have something special you'd like to share, pop it off in an email to me, Donna at Delphi International. We're out of time for today's show. It's been a joy being with you. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Be well, take care of yourself, and with all of the activity for the holiday season, take time just to be quiet and appreciate the beauty of everything around you. Have fun. I know there's a lot of work involved, but be good to yourself. Have that cup of cocoa and a cookie and sit back, relax, and maybe watch some good Christmas programs. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.